Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints launched the Rainbow Mormon Initiative on Sunday. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports on what happened when Mormon LGBT allies across the country wore rainbow ribbons to church.
LDS member Jen Blair came down from Twin Falls, Idaho, to the Utah Pride Parade in Salt Lake City to hand out rainbow ribbon.
I cut 6 spools of ribbon to just make it so people wouldn't have to go out and buy a whole spool of rainbow ribbon to get a little 6 to 7 inch strip to be able to wear to church.
Blair's son came out as gay more than 3 years ago. She says the ribbon is meant to serve as a signal for fearful LGBT kids to know they're accepted. She says the recent policy change by the church making same-sex marriage grounds for apostasy has left the LGBT people she knows feeling excluded and unwelcome.
It's been a really traumatic 6 months for the community.
Gwen Hutchings of Medford, Oregon says no one in her ward said anything about her triangle rainbow button, but when she posted a picture on Facebook, a friend complained that she was bringing politics into church.
I don't think what I was doing was a political statement. To me, it was just more a statement of love, saying maybe to the closeted individual, hey, I'm a safe person. Even if you feel rejected at church, I still love you and I won't reject you.
Sammy Anderson of Eagle Mountain wore a rainbow ribbon. She says people in her ward know she has a transgender daughter.
I received nothing but love. I got a few hugs. I got a few, I'm so grateful that you show love, that you stand up for what you believe is right.
Anderson says her husband asked church officials to remove his name from membership roles after the recent policy change on same-sex marriage. But she says her response is to keep showing up at church with a rainbow ribbon. An LDS church spokesperson had no comment on the initiative. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.